Here I'm going to continue reading songs as poems. I did a little bit of that the other day. I did it with modern war songs. But here I'm going to continue with Bob Dylan's song poems, just three of them. The first is Love Minus Zero, Over No Limit. I had always read that as Love Minus Zero / No Limit until I heard a lecture by Christopher Ricks, a famous Dylan scholar and the Oxford professor of English poetry, who said, in fact, it's a mathematical statement, love minus zero over infinity. So in other words, love that has nothing extracted from it, and as you know, one over infinity is infinite. So love divided by infinity, all the small pieces of love, of a limitless love. It's a beautiful title Dylan gave the song, and I never understood it until I heard Rick's. My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangles, madams light the candles. In ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love winks. She does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. The bridge at midnight trembles. The country doctor rambles. Bankers' nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer. The night blows cold and rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing. That was written in 1965, the period when Bob was making a transition of sort into what he called, perhaps offhand one time, vision music. But it really is vision music. And it was veering away from the standard folk repertory. Although Bob's never abandoned that. If you hear him in concert, especially all through his career, he taps into that rich tradition of American folk and blues and really everything, jazz, pop, in order to soak in the feeling, the imagery, the artistry, and transform it as he can. The second song poem is very special to me. There was a time, in one of his songs, he talks about in Visions of Johanna, not Visions of Johanna, but in Sad-Eyed Ladies of the Lowland, or one of the Chelsea Hotel. And I lived in the Hell's Kitchen area just north of Chelsea for a long while. And so some of the images in this song, I've seen the empty lots. I've seen late night street women, the song means a lot to me. It's Visions of Johanna. Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? We sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing, to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined. And these visions of Johanna, they conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them that's really insane. Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Now, little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He brags of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. How can I explain? Oh, it's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they keep me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache says, geez, I can't find my knees. Oh, jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me someone that's not a parasite and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, as she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed on the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play the skeleton keys and the rain, and these visions of Johanna are now all that remain. And the last of these Dylan pieces for at least this session, Buckets of Rain. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. I got all the love, honey baby, you can stand. I've been meek and hard like an oak, I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey baby, I'll be here. Like your smile and your fingertips, like the way that you move your lips, I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me, strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I'll do it for you, honey baby. Can't you tell?